They sat in awkward silence for a few minutes, sipping their sodas. It was the conversation Jessica had been waiting for.
"Your client is Alicia Lavelle?"
he said in a low voice.
"What the fuck is that all about, Jessica?"
"I told you I wasn't going to discuss any of the details with you. A deal is a deal. You agreed." He ran his hands through his hair in frustration.
"That was before you told me you're working for someone who's been missing for the last 25 years. If you'd pulled a pin on a grenade and thrown it into my motel room, I'd have been less surprised."
Jessica shrugged and said nothing. Holiday glanced around the restaurant and leaned in closer.
"People have been searching for Alicia Lavelle for more than 2 decades, and you know exactly where she is. You don't think you should be sharing that information with the authorities?"
"No, at least not yet. And if you don't change the subject fast, then I'm walking out of here right now."
"Just answer one question. If you already know where Alicia Lavelle is, why are you even here in Eagle Rock?"
"Because she doesn't know who killed her mother or who took her from the house. That's why."
"She doesn't know who abducted her?"
Holiday shook his head in disbelief.
"Who the hell has she been living with for the last 25 years?
Why are you so interested in the case?"
"You already asked me that."
"You didn't give me a proper answer."
"It's an interesting case."
"This is LA. There are hundreds, thousands of interesting cases you could be writing about. Why this one?"
"I lived in Eagle Rock when it happened. I was just a kid at the time, 15 or 16, but I remember the fear that gripped the town. Suddenly, people were locking their front doors during the day. Kids weren't allowed out on their own. Everybody was suspicious of everybody else."
"You said you've been looking into the Lavelle case for a while. Who have you spoken to in Eagle Rock already?"
"Other than the cops? Just Hopper and Ace Freeman."
"That's it? I thought you'd written all those anniversary articles."
"The information was mostly from newspaper cuttings and phone interviews with sources in the LAPD. I'd only been here once before this visit."
"Other than the time you lived here as a kid?"
"Right."
"Your folks still here?"
"No, we moved to West Hollywood years ago."
"Where do you live now?"
"Venice Beach." "You're based in New York, right?"
Jessica shook her head. "I was. Not now."
"Where do you live now?"
"Around. I travel from place to place."
"Sounds lonely. Any family?"
Jessica shook her head again. "Not anymore."
"Shit. I'm sorry. What happened?"
"My dad had a heart attack 2 years ago. I found him. I don't remember my mom. She died in an automobile accident when I was a baby."
"That's rough."
Holiday reached across the table for her hand. As his skin touched hers, she felt an electric current charge through her veins, like she'd just stuck her finger in a live socket. Jessica pulled her hand away.
"You okay, kiddo?"
Holiday asked.
"Yeah."
She smiled weakly.